It is a chilly god. A god of shades rises to the glass from his black fathoms. At the window, those unborn, those undone, assemble with the frail paleness of moths, an envious phosphorescence in their wings. Vermilions, bronzes, colors of the sun in the coal fire will not wholly console them. Imagine their deep hunger, deep as the dark for the blood heat that would ruddle or reclaim. The glass mouth sucks blood heat from my forefinger. The old god dribbles in return his words. The old god, too, writes aureate poetry in tarnished modes, maundering among the wastes, fair chronicler of every foul declension. Age and ages of prose have uncoiled his talking whirlwind, abated his excessive temper, when words, like locusts, drummed the darkening air and left the cobs to rattle, bitten clean. Skies once wearing a blue, divine hauteur ravel above us, mistily descend, thickening with motes to a marriage with the mire. He hymns the rotten queen with saffron hair, who has saltier aphrodisiacs than virgin's tears. That body queen of death, her wormy couriers are at his bones. Still he hymns juice of her, hot nectarine. I see him, horny-skinned and tough, construe what flinty pebbles the plow blade upturns as ponderable tokens of her love. He, godly, doddering, spells no succinct Gabriel from the letters here, but floridly, his amorous nostalgias. You're listening to CICK 93.9, Smithers Community Radio, broadcasting from unceded Cassia House territory of the Gitumdan Clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. And you're listening to Gavin Smith, also on The Underword, a show that explores how the modern or the old poets show up in modern how the old poets show up in modern music. There's lots of adjectives and nouns. Got to get them in the right order. Thanks to our sponsor, BV Concert Association. And today is Sylvia Plath Part 2. You were just listening to Ouija by Sylvia Plath. If you missed our first part on Sylvia Plath, you can find us online if you just search The Underword, CICK 93.9, where we give a bit of a background on her life and story. And I was, in the last episode, reading from the book Collected Works of Sylvia Plath, which was on interlibrary exchange from Fort Nelson Library. But don't tell anyone. I kept it past the due date. He says, don't tell anyone on a public radio program. And I was thinking the good people of Fort Nelson were probably at the doors of their library demanding the return of their book. So I did the right thing. I don't have it. I'm reading from the internet, which I don't normally do. It feels a little weird. But you can bear with me. I'm sure we can get through it together. We're going to jump right in to our first song of the evening. And this is by the band Breathe Owl Breathe, which is a Michigan-based indie folk trio. And we'll jump right into that, and then we'll talk a little bit afterwards. This is Breathe Owl Breathe.
After dark, walking through the graveyard, laughing when I wasn't scared, laughing when I was. And I got feelings for her. My feelings get hurt when I try to act tough. Here comes a scary part. I dare you to walk through the woods. Make your way.
The air is a mill of hooks, questions without answer, glittering and drunk as flies, whose kiss stings unbearably in the fetid wombs of black air under pines in summer. I remember the dead smell of sun on wood cabins, the stiffness of sails, the long salt-winding sheets. Once one has seen God, what is the remedy? Once one has been seized up, without a part left over, not a toe, not a finger, and used utterly in the sun's conflagration, the stains that lengthen from ancient cathedrals, what is the remedy? The pill of the communion tablet, the walking beside still water, memory, or picking up the bright pieces of Christ in the faces of rodents, the tame flower nibblers, the ones whose hopes are so low they are comfortable. The humpback in his small, washed cottage under the spokes of the clematis, is there no great love, only tenderness? Does the sea remember the walker upon it? Meaning leaks from the molecules, the chimneys of the city breathe, the window sweats, the children leap in their cots, the sun blooms, it is a geranium, the heart has not stopped. That was Mystic by Sylvia Plath. And before that, you were listening to Breathe Owl Breathe with the song Sylvia Plath, in case you were wondering why we played that. A little bit of an easy answer on that one. We're going to cover a few songs now in a set. Plath has influenced a lot of musicians across different genres and decades, and really too many to cover even in our two-part series on her. Last week's episode included the likes of Lana Del Rey and of Montreal. And there are plenty of artists inspired by Plath who we won't even have time to cover. And that includes Lady Gaga. It includes the emo cult favorite from the 90s, The Promise Ring, if you remember them. Maybe you don't. As well as Ryan Adams. Not Bryan Adams. Ryan Adams. But in doing some prep for this episode, I was surprised by how many artists were influenced by a single specific Plath poem that I had never even heard of. It's a fairly early poem published in 1953 in the magazine Mademoiselle, and this is it. It's called Mad Girl's Love Song. I shut my eyes and all the world drops dead. I lift my lids and all is born again. I think I made you up inside my head. The stars go waltzing out in blue and red, and arbitrary blackness gallops in. I shut my eyes and all the world drops dead. I dreamed that you bewitched me into bed and sung me moonstruck, kissed me quite insane. I think I made you up inside my head. God topples from the sky, hell's fires fade, exit seraphim and Satan's men. I shut my eyes and all the world drops dead. I fancied you'd return the way you said, but I grow old and I forget your name. I think I made you up inside my head. I should have loved a thunderbird instead. At least when spring comes, they roar back again. I shut my eyes and all the world drops dead. I think I made you up inside my head. So that was Mad Girl's Love Song by Sylvia Plath. And as I said, we're going to do a set of three songs, all of which are named after and inspired by Mad Girl's Love Song. The first one that we're going to cover is by a band called Static Sway, which is a pop electronic project from Portugal. And their take puts the entire poem to music. The next one we'll get to after that is by Under the Rug, which is an indie folk rock band from Austin, Texas. This one's a fairly new song, and their version opens with the first stanza of that poem that you just heard, and then intersperses sort of a smattering of lines from it throughout their own lyrics. And then the last one, the last version, will be by Roman Candle, which is a Las Vegas hardcore outfit, and their song repeats throughout the line from the poem, "I think I made you up inside my head. I close my eyes and the world drops dead." So here we go. We're going to play three in succession, and starting with Mad Girl's Love Song by Static Sway.
I shut my eyes and all the words dropped dead. Thank you.
She knows about him, but lots of what she knows is in her own imagination. He's willing to promise the world, but he is probably unable to give even himself. What a lovely picture this bride and groom make. They might have found each other, but instead they have remained strangers. Each is a dream in the other's mind. They don't want to accept each other as they really are. They would rather change each other to satisfy their own ambitions. That's why they are doomed to fail.
All right. Well, if you were wondering, if you just tuned in, what was going on in that seemingly totally disconnected set of songs, you were right in the sense that they are totally disconnected in terms of genre, but they are all named after, inspired by, and include lyrics from the Sylvia Plath poem, Mad Girl's Love Song. That was the most recent one you heard there was Roman Candle. Hardcore Outfit from Las Vegas with Mad Girl's Love Song, before that Under the Rug, and then before that Static Sway, all songs with the same name. We are going to finish off in terms of the last poem of the evening with what is understood to be the last poem that Sylvia Plath wrote shortly before she took her own life, and I'll talk a little bit about that, but to begin, I will just read it. It is called Edge. The woman is perfected. Her dead body wears the smile of accomplishment. The illusion of a Greek necessity flows in the scrolls of her toga. Her bare feet seem to be saying, "We have come so far. It is over." Each dead child coiled a white serpent, one at each little pitcher of milk, now empty. She has folded them back into her body as petals of a rose close when the garden stiffens and odors bleed from the sweet, deep throats of the night flower. The moon has nothing to be sad about, staring from her hood of bone. She is used to this sort of thing. Her blacks crackle and drag. And I thought I'd finish with that. So that was first published in Ariel in 1965, posthumously. As I mentioned, Plath took her life shortly after writing that. And it's difficult to read without sort of that tingle of otherworldliness and that, well, body memory of loss and grief that we probably all had of someone who's stepped over that threshold. And I include it partially because Plath's work is intensely personal, and it can be hard to disentangle from her life and the politics and the symbolism that surrounded her suicide and her mental health struggles and the impact that sort of patriarchal systems and attitudes had on her in both her family relationships and her interaction with medical institutions. It can be hard to take all that and separate it from the poetry. But really, speaking personally anyways, you could hand me a book of her work and hands down she would still jump out as one of my favorite poets, even if I knew nothing about her life and death. And that's addressed a little bit by the songwriter Stuart Murdoch in our final song of the evening. And so we'll talk a little bit about that before getting to the song. Stuart Murdoch is one of the musicians and the songwriter in Belle and Sebastian. And if you were following independent music in the 1990s and early 2000s, you're probably familiar with this Scottish indie pop band, which built a large following, a lush sound, clever lyrics. They've continued to release new music up to the present, and I admit I haven't followed them as closely in recent years. But we will, to end the show, we'll go out on their song, Enter Sylvia Plath, which is from their 2015 record, Girls in Peacetime Want to Dance. But I'm going to talk just a little bit about Stuart Murdoch, the songwriter, spoke a bit about this song and the connection to Plath in a couple of interviews, and so we'll hear what he has to say. He said, first, quote, "Plath represents other authors and the moment when literature enters into a young person's life and changes them. It doesn't happen to everybody. It sort of happened to me, poring over books and consuming them." He stated elsewhere in a different interview about the song Enter Sylvia Plath that, quote, "I had the title Enter Sylvia Plath, and it sort of evolved from imagining a person at a crucial age escaping from a small town minds with literature. And it could have been any of the big influential authors that tend to spark your imagination when you're 18 and 19 or so. But part of the reason that Sylvia Plath sprang to mind is that because she's become such a byword for a certain kind of female or a certain kind of femininity, when you say Sylvia Plath, you get a reaction, and it's sometimes not a great reaction. It can divide people. But the fact is, her writing was terrific. She absolutely had something, and it goes beyond the fact that she committed suicide. The writing remains amazing. It wasn't a fluke that I chose that. The fellow in the story, in the song, he believes naively and impossibly that he could somehow save Sylvia Plath by becoming her disciple." So that was Murdoch talking about his own songwriting process in creating the song Enter Sylvia Plath. It's a bit of a long one, so we're gonna go out on it. So I'll say my goodbyes for the evening. It's been a pleasure. See you next time. This is Bell and Sebastian with Enter Sylvia Plath.
It's our current.